Okay, welcome everyone for the Tuesday discussion in English medium. We are going to have 1 hour or little more than, maybe 1 hour. And we have already appointed topic to continue as the theme. But before going to that appointed theme, I'd like to know whether anyone is having impromptu or occasional, contextual, any statement or any report or any criticism. We'll take little time and then we will go to the appointed discussion, appointed topic, appointed sutta.
Avasarai Bhante, we have received one Kamathan report.
Yes.
Did you present that?
Yes, please.
Dear Bhante, 14 years old and have been practicing for 2.5 years. This is my experience. Advise me. I have recently been stressed and it was an obstacle. However, I was able to detach myself from it during the meditation and go into the state of nothingness. In those times, I went to my meditation feeling stressed. This time, I went into my meditation without those feelings, and the stress came in the middle. I went to my meditation and I was able to focus my awareness on awareness.
There's a gap in the signals. Occasionally we can't hear. Ari.
Ruan Saranai. Hasini.
There were a lot of gaps. We can't listen. Maybe due to the signals. Essence, what I heard is there were some tensions and frustration and problems, but in the meditation sometimes you can cut through and you can go to meditation, but the background worries and tension is still remaining. Am I correct?
Yes, Bhante.
And is it ending with the question or it's a statement?
It's a statement, but it says that the stress became so suddenly that I ended up coming out because I did not know how to handle it.
So you have already handled it. The person called Muji is put everything into one sentence. He says, stress can't live without your mind, but your mind can live without the stress. So therefore, give the stress the due place, but don't think your mind is a slave of stress. So explain very nicely with one sentence. Your mind can live without stress, but the stress can't live without your mind. If you understand it, he says, leave the stress here, please go. But anyone coming, not happy to leave the stress here, but he or she going back, they are carrying their own stress. Because they like their stress. So that is the answer. So his statement is in the YouTube. And you can visit in the YouTube Muji, and he says he's not a Buddhist, nothing. He says the tension and the frustration can't live without a mind. But the genius thing in the human mind is mind can live without the stress. So when you are mindful, stress has no place, no footage. So increase the time period. For mindfulness, definitely you will see that you have already tackled it. Only you are going to gain is the confidence. The confidence is called placebo effect. And whenever you develop the confidence, the germs, the tension, the frustration go on. So occasional coming and going is a very, very hilarious, dramatic event. And that is the most tasteful thing. Once you overcome tension and frustration, again you feel boring. Without tension, life is very boring. You must have some kind of something to hit and something to fight with. So therefore, have your relationship with certain amount of tension, certain amount of frustration. What a wonderful life. Then you can understand human being. Human beings are lovers of tension and frustration. Without tension and frustration, they will burst. They can't live. That's why when you are put into the prison, you are very unhappy because no problem. You have eat something to eat, you have something to sleep, and you are claiming that not enough comfort. But what the hell, that you, everything is free. So Shahjahan was put into the prison by his son in India, and Shahjahan was the emperor. He was a Muslim. And he found, what a boring thing. And the son has given everything five-star facilities in the prison, but still he has nothing to say. He wrote a letter to the son. He was the emperor at that time, son. And he says, please send me 30 boys. And after giving the 30 boys, he is full of happy because teaching boys and they are struggling, boisterous and kind of thing. He's busy. He's full of tension. No problem. No problem. That is what happened to the grandfathers. That's what happened to the grandmothers. They have no problem. So therefore they are asking grandchildren. Otherwise no life. Therefore tension and frustration is a must. So therefore try to live with. But the statement, first one, is from the Muji. The mind can live with without tension frustration, but the tension frustration cannot live without a mind. They are pestering. So are you anchoring these kind of thing and claiming I am frustrated or tension? That means you have to understand how much you happy with the frustration and tension. If there is no frustration and tension, there is no person. If there is no worries, there is no you. Your everything, your configuration, your limitations and everything is decided by your frustration and tension. So therefore, have your list of tension and frustration, and that will depict your ego. So if there are no other comments, we can go to the Parayana Vagga. Attakavagga. Ari?
We have no more reports, Bhante. Thank you so much. It was fun.
So you no worries, eh?
Yes, Bhante.
Eh?
No, Bhante, we don't have any more reports. So I
no
would
worries.
Like to thank you for your...
No worries, no distraction, no reports.
That's right, Bhante. Thank you so much.
So you're happy?
Yes, Bhante.
Good. So we are going to Attakavagga. And I would invite, Chandaratana to present the today's topic, stanzas.
Yeah. We were discussing Tissa Metteya Sutta available in Sutta Nipata Attakavagga. And I think we have finished three verses.
Four.
One day actually we went long, but the other day again started.
Three already finished that,
yes.
I know, sure.
Yeah. Then I'll go for the fourth one.
And fourth, if it is, we are tackled, we can go for fast.
Yeah.
And passing it, we'll start with the fourth.
So, when Tissa Mettaye is asking, so Buddha is answering, Yaso kittincha ya pubbe hayate vapi tassasa etam pis diswa sikkheta metu nang විපහාතවේ. සිංහල මීනින්, පෙර මහණ බැව්හිදී ඔහුගේ යම් යසසෙක්ද කීර්තියෙක්ද වීනම් ඒ යසස හා කීර්තිය පිරිහේමැයි. මේ යසස් කීර්ති හානිය දැක මෙවුම් දන් දුරලනු සඳහා ත්‍රිවිධ ශික්ෂාවෙහි හික්මෙන්නේයි.
Whatever fame and acclaim he previously enjoyed, these fall away from him. Having seen this, one should train to abandon sexual intercourse. Whatever fame and acclaim he previously enjoyed, these fall away from him. Having seen this, one should train to abandon sexual intercourse.
Any interpretation detail in the Bhikkhu Bodhis?
That you need to you have to go to their elucidator.
If you have any numbers, footnotes.
Yes, let's see.
As a make email.
No, they should have numbers.
Yes, four. So note
it to me. I know how to. What is the verse you are reading now?
This is...
Yeah. So this is Bhikkhu Bodhi, 8:17. Tissamitthiya Sutta. This is the verse number. There are no numbers. If there are detail, he put a small number, and that carries this thing, interpretation. So, Sela Sutta, yes, interpretations are there. Sela Sutta, Octa, Duttattaka Thunani, Dengapiyani, Octat of the Hostile. Duttattaka Sutta, Suddattaka Sutta, Tissamitthiya. Tissamitthiya number 7. Tissamitthiya, one who previously lived alone. 817. Whatever fame and acclaim that is being given as the detail as us, gain, honor, praise, and that is the meaning of the fame and the claim. And the another term, he previously enjoyed, that is being interpreted as when he was a monk, as we say, early monk life. And the next one, fall away from him, that fame and the acclaim fall away from him when he leaves monastic life. Because after soon he encounter with the sexual intercourse, he is no more a monk. So that means he is already destroyed, he lost. So that means all what he gathered, the gain, fame and everything, lost. Because of this intercourse, not as a sexual misbehavior, just sexual intercourse, because he has been a monk. Having seen this, having seen the fame and the acclaim that came to him in the past and their subsequent loss, whatever you gain, that is we call the restraint, moral restraint, concentration restraint, wisdom restraint, everything is been phrased as a monk, but now he's no more a monk, and therefore among the lay people he just become a commoner and he lose everything. One should train to abandon sexual intercourse. One should train in the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Why? In order to abandon sexual intercourse. Now in the Western psychology, the sexual education and the self-entertained masturbation and all the kind of thing are very openly discussed. So when I was in the 80s, 90s, I was very happy to see, because this literature is talking openly. In our language, it is called kunuharpa. It's not done. So therefore, we boys get together and talk about, I am a hero. I know everything because I go to the library and read. But these things are not available in single literature. And it has been not exposed, telling that it is adults kind of thing. So Western psychology introduced, and later I had arguments with other people. They are ethical. They say, don't talk about this. Then I told, why not? That books are talking like this. And these famous authors are writing like this. What is wrong with learning them? No, whenever you are going to learn, you are entertaining it. I mean, that is why. And when Jnanananda used to say, the Buddha explained everything in Vinaya books. All the ways and means of doing sexual intercourse and sex organs and female, male. So therefore, Venerable Redukani Chandravimal, he is handling Vinaya books. He never translated them into Sinhala. He kept in Pali. Even the Rhys Davies never translated. If they wish to know, they have to learn Pali and go into that. Because Pali language is a very negative language. Not like English and Sanskrit. Both of them are positive languages. They are giving life phonography. But Pali language don't give. So whenever Jnanananda was a Pali teacher in the university, he says all the girls and boys are reading that part. Because it's a phonographic. They are talking about the sex education, but for people, those who consider as a taboos, not done, and reading it is completely different. So this is one of the difference between the Eastern thinking and Western thinking. Western literature, they are considered the literature. Eastern the literature consider them as filthy. But in Bible, in the Vinaya, everything is being explained. But it is being kept as a secret, not exposed. So therefore, when we are learning the Western psychology, and Daniel Turman, he says a very nice book. It's a very nice person talking about the mindfulness. All of a sudden, he goes to the sex and explain one chapter completely. And then we can't give that book to another person because it is getting filthy. And according to the Eastern, this thing, filthy, open to desire. One book. The book is depicting a statue, a sculpture. The female sex organ is very open. Sculpture. I say, this is nothing in the India. They have the sexology. But they are not exposed to normal people. This is the Brahman family and those who know literature. They keep it. Now everything is being explained, Kama Sutra and everything. So therefore, Eastern and Western psychologists now moved together. And sexology is the crux. Through that only we are understanding each other. And in Western world, that feminism and equal rights, these things came and they have been accepted. But in the Indian and Sri Lankan culture, still we have the father, the Pitru Pradhana patronage. The males are the patriotic nature. So their understanding is there. So when the corona happens, or when the moral fame, moral shame and the moral fear happens, now again people are looking at it. Should we keep a female in a separate locate or separate place in the society, or male putting in the separate place, or keep them together? When they are keeping together, sexual intercourse can happen, just like animals. When you are making a discrimination, who is going to mark the line? Who is describing which is good and which is bad? Who Pandita Sayadaw is being invited to West. And yogis are sitting together, male and female. So he was shocked to see the males are female. Then he asked the organizer, what we are doing is we sit male monks first, and then males. And then after a distance, nuns, and then females. This is very difficult. Very sorry, Bhante, we can't do it. In the Western countries, it is not. So Sayadaw refused the invitation. And then one man from the Middle Way magazine, not the Christopher, but Titimus. Must be Titimus. He came with the team. And by the time I have fairly finished the Vipassana, but I am helping Sayadaw once in a way translation. So all of a sudden came a message to me to come. It's a new post for me to be a Sayadaw's translator. It was not a single official translator available. I am available 24 hours. He told, please let him know. And I asked Christopher Titimus, what is happening? He says, I am telling Sayadaw, don't teach Metta Bhavana. Because Metta Bhavana is given to so much of acquaintance with, ultimately end up with deterioration. So I am asking Sayadaw, just keep it up to the bare attention, bare Sukha Vipassana. Bear inside. Inside, that is what I am doing. He is asking me to not to tell. You are now just started Metta Bhavana. You see, after how many months? Almost 2 years. You are now giving Metta. And tell him, we are not giving Metta Bhavana. We are giving as a adornment after the meditation, giving. So I told Krishna Titimus. And then Sayadaw went to the toilet and he went off. So I explain him by my English as well as Burmese, little by little. Like another. Then Krishna Titimus wait and Sayadaw came. Then I told Sayadaw, I came, we respect you in such a way, we being British, colonized your country. I apologize for our nation. You are the two superior kind of people on the earth. But we, politically and weaponry, we crashed you. But again, you are keeping the Dhamma. I'm cordially invite. I started a new building. Please come to UK. I told no. Point blank. Why? You want to sit male and female together. If you can understand that, no vipassana. You come and see how they are taking. I am not going to tell them this is the way it is happening. So you can't understand it. So why should I go there? How can I change the ethics? So therefore, mind you, I will never come. So he was so shocked. He apologized for the nation. I am Bhante, I am sorry, we overcome Burmese the country and colonize you and all the kind of things. We did very dirty job. But you are the real people, but we have to invite you. No, I am not coming. Because the sexual intercourse is nothing for the day-to-day life. But sexual misconduct is something. So if you are a politician, you can't be a gay. You can't be a bachelor. You have to marry. So if you are gaining popularity in politics, he just have a registered marriage, because otherwise no career. And Venerable Dhammika is an Australian monk. He went to Singapore. From the Singapore came to Sri Lanka. He found in Singapore, boys and boys are putting the hand over the other boys and coming. And he goes, I can't believe my eyes. In the West, it never happens because it's a gay. So negative. But in Sri Lanka, boys are boys handling. But girls, boys sitting together in the garden and kissing and hugging, no problem. But the boys and boys, then I told Bhante that it's simple. We are also, when we are playing with the boys, we are together, we are touching each other. No, no, that is the way you are thinking. And if you touch a girl, you are in trouble. But in the Australia and the Western countries, touching a boy, different. These things, ultimately losing your whole political career. And if it is proved in the court, no more politics. And the monkhood, without the court, it is happening. But unfortunate enough, in Sri Lanka, it is completely finished. Because monks are not considering these things. They are only symbolically maintaining the robe, but they are not worrying about first parajika. Even after committing that, as far as it is not proved in the court, they are the official monks. It's called rogue behind the robe. And all the religious clergy is being lower graded. But there are some lay people maintain celibacy. So I had 8 years or 9 years considering over and over again about this before becoming a monk. Because I know the urge, sexual urge and the desire and having the dream and having this and that. I am more than Sama, usually my batchmates and the classmates. So what to do? I consider all the possible ways. What am I going to do? Am I just be a traditional, the symbolic monk? Or can I live the solitude life? Because I am usually a social person. So therefore, the Buddha, luckily Tissamitteya is directly asking Buddha, says, whatever you gathered, everything is finished. Going in bankruptcy, soon you have a sexual intercourse. So the Buddha is the only person had the precept of celibacy. Not a single other can do, but Buddha also a married person. He also had a child and everything, and he says, I am claiming and declaring, so you can also claim and declare celibacy. And soon that is being encountered or intercourse with the sexual intercourse, everything gone. But when Jnana Chandavimala, Redukane Chandavimala says, before intercourse, there are 7 stages you are slippery. Dasana Savana Samullepana Sansagga. And then sansagga. So just you look at, and then hear, and then you touch. long association, and then hug, and then intercourse. So therefore, you have to have a clutch and break before going to the intercourse. It is not happening overnight. It is not happening by one incident. So it is happening. So forest life, going to the forest and living under the tree and sit in the solitude place means that. So if you are not considering these things and still try to meditate, so that means you are going to have a brain surgery in kitchen or in the toilet rather than going to the operation theater. You know operation theater, how nice, how subtle, maintained the germs-free atmosphere. It's very, very difficult thing. So the Buddha says, not the doctor, not the equipments, not the operation, but the atmosphere. If it is not there, ethically, you must not open the scalp. Before that, you have to have an atmosphere that must be assured by the anesthetizer. Anesthetizer must be sitting close by. He has to decide first class, second class, third class anesthesia, and then not the operation can happen. Still, it can be a failure. So this is what we lost. We attribute that to moral shame and the moral fear. If you do not know, if you don't consider the atmosphere, that means better not to open the scalp and do. So sexual intercourse is the last. And once that is done, irrevertible. You are no more a monk. But as far as you are a full-fledged monk and you know my mind is so sick with love sick, and if it is so, you can disclaim your monkhood and then have married life because you have relinquished from the precepts. And again, if you come back and you can ordain. So much so, the Buddha has humanistic quality, but the sexual intercourse is completely setu gahato. The Buddha says you are cutting the bridge. So therefore, don't cut the bridge. You must have the bridge intact. So sexual intercourse is the one. Yes, but you have anything? You have to use the mic.
The first one, in the reading, we said about the reason to have this restraint on sexual intercourse is loss of fame, gain while being anything. But that can't be the only one. That must be one of the reasons.
No, this is the therapeutic. Preventative one is not to have intercourse with, not to have enough time for meditation, to have enough time for mindfulness. And you are one-man army, single person. There's no responsibilities, you can live. But the sexual intercourse is, once done it, irrevertible. So this is immediate symptoms of sexual intercourse is your fame, gain, everything gone. Not everything.
But that is the least of the, this, you know, fame, yeah. Gain is not... It's the second part, he said about it, how this Eastern culture, we have become so conservative from the Western
taboos,
point of view.
No, don't talk about them and keep the children away from that kind of taboos.
But when I went to Khajuraho, I saw Kama Sutra, you see, it's unbelievable. I don't think people even imagine even now. Yeah. Now what happened? How come we turn around and sex became such a taboo? And when it was so open, so vivid and unimaginable, it's about animals and humans and... So this was 500 years ago or something. And so where did the change happen?
More than 500. And the Kama Sutra and everything was for the literal people, for those who can read. But in the sculpt, it's not limited.
Sculpture is open. That is for with the temple.
Yeah.
These are temples with all the gods. Yeah. There are five temples surrounding it. So people came to worship. And probably the theory, one of the guide explained was that people come to worship and they go home, they get aroused, they reproduce, and the king has a big army. It sounded logical, but...
And in Burma, there's one book called Sanskrit Buddhism of Burma, and it says there was a kind of monks they call Arisanga. Arisanga means the first night the female must live with the monk. He is the one make it available for the married person. So Arisanga is getting the prestige. And they must bring, the villagers, supporters must bring meat, fresh meat, arikanuts, bulat, all the kind of the monks. And there are some scripts telling that village produce so much of meat, so much of arikanuts, so much of kind of thing. And Arisanga was overall ruling. It's like tantrism. And then when the king Anuruddha, Anavrata is the Burmese pronunciation, came to know this is not the Buddhism. But they considered and depicted this is Buddhism. So then that king was supporting the monks and giving the different temples. And first night lady has to go and sleep with the monk. And they are the spiritual masters. And then Anavrata, he came to know with another king, was the local king, as very genius and very innocent. And he was not allowing that kind of thing. But Anavrata came to know he is correct. And he asked, please, give me Dhamma. But he told, no, I don't give it to you because you are already gone. And Anuradha came and seized him, all the emperor and the kingdom, and took every Tripitaka books and took it to the Bhagan and prepared a huge revolution. And then Arisanga was reduced. And that kind of thing happened in the Sahasrara number of times. And Tantrism, if you study, that is how the Tantrism started. Tantrism, they say, whatever thing happen, you must have ability to do mindfully. Even the sexual intercourse. And they told that is the peak. So ultimately people went up to that. But the king killed 600 couples. They used to go in Pindapada. Both of them are wearing one single kimono. And king can't tolerate. Because this is their celibate life. Or celibate means that they are monk's life. Or I do call recluse. But it is being killed. So that connected with Hinduism. Then Kama Sutra came into being. But that is one era. And then that has been removed. But again the tourism started. And then again it has been exposed. And we are the Western and the Eastern come equal, right. Then Daniel Turman is writing a book, Open to Desire.
Mahatma Gandhi gave orders to destroy the Khajuraho temples. Luckily, that time some people intervened and put a stop, but there's quite a bit has been destroyed.
Mahatma Gandhi was using two ladies as walking sticks.
His nieces as... But he said it is to prove that his willpower is bigger than his desires.
But now it is not the case.
Now the people are questioning.
Now people are questioning, he being such an old fellow, always having two girls.
In fairness, it's his nieces.
Whatever, maybe females. So, I mean, these are age to age, that kind of changes can happen.
Yes.
And taboos and that kind of misunderstanding and the diseases. Very serious diseases, VD, is happening with the sexual intercourse. Because it is being the longest thing in the human distinct, but if you keep celibacy, and so much so the mental and physical health, mental and physical purification, but people can't understand it because one thought moment of celibacy won't give that much of one thought moment of mental and physical purification. But the celibacy must be maintained. Celibacy by a split second, momentary, won't give that much of this thing. But it is theoretically, yes. But if you keep on maintaining, even the people sexually intercourse can understand, can recognize the celibate person. They are respecting. Because they can't believe how can this person is maintaining this celibacy. The Bharadwaja Sutta, the king Udeni was a very, very sexual person. I mean, he's having the harem and lot of girls and still he don't allow anyone to have this enough sex. He control everything. So one day he shows a very beautiful girl, boy, ordained. He may be a gay also, the king. And he found that boy is very attractive. But living very happily in the forest and living a monk. And he is not a Buddhist. King is not a Buddhist. Ultimately, he go and give some sweets and kind of thing, make a relationship with the boy, the young monk. And ask Bhante, your age is the prime age for sex. You are being attracted and you are attracted to the other sex. How come you live in the forest and so happily? May I ask this question from you? He says, if there is such a sexual feeling happen, I think it is like my mother. It is like my sister. It is like my daughter. So therefore, easily I can remove. I am living a celibate life. Then the king is telling, he is making a hint telling, he can't understand Bhante. I am very sorry you are so young. When the sex feeling happen, even with the mother, you intercourse. Even your daughter, you intercourse. Even your sisters, you do. Therefore, I am sorry. I am asked the question from your very young monk. If I am disturb you, I am sorry. And then the young monk understands king is not happy. He says, king, that this is the way, the mild sex. Yes, I accept it is not, that strategy is not enough. But if it is happening in recurrent, we have understand the purification of the body. Kesa loma nakadanta tacho. We consider 32 parts as filth. Bhante, you know, I am sorry that you don't understand. Even people have intercourse with the corpse. Even with the female skeletons. So therefore you are not exposed to the situation. Therefore I have asked the question and may be disturbing you. Please, please, please forgive me. I respect you. But your answer is not enough. And then the Bharadwaja, young monk, he says, the king is still not happy. He says, king, this is the medium type of sex. If you have so much of frequent sexy feelings and kind of thing, before you go into a sex arousing places, you be prepared. Then you are not succumbed to the situation. I have never heard like that. What do you mean by preparedness? What do you mean by the diligence? What do you mean by the vigilance? He says that if you know this food is going to give us sex feelings, this worm female is going to give sex feeling, this atmosphere is going to give sex feeling, before taking that meal, before looking at that girl, before going to that, you be aware. I can be succumbed to the situation. Oh, Bhante, that can be a very, very solid. Because if I am to go to the harem accidentally, I can't maintain my gracefulness as the king. I succumb to the situation. But if I go with drumstick, drumming and all the retina and the band, everything, I go like a king and come like a king. Because I know I am going to the harem. And that sutta we printed in Nisanamani. I gave this sermon to the Poe Day program, and the present day Ananda is living in the office. He printed it, but a lot of printing mistakes are there. So Upandita Sayadaw give us so vivid explanation about this Aghika Bharadwaja Sutra.
And Swami, out of these four things, sleep, hunger, fear, and the four sex. Urges, is it because this is the one probably the easiest to control? Hunger, you can't, you will die. If, fear also, to a certain extent, you can control, you can manage. Sleep, you can't. I mean, so sexual thing is probably
ultimate
my opinion.
Sexual control, the food, you can moderate. Fear, you can moderate.
This is not a question of moderation, this is complete abstinence.
Yes, and the sleep also you can moderate. And sex also you can moderate. Moderate me called the legal sex, so not misbehaving. Wait. But then you may ask, can I live without food? Can I live without sleeping? Can I live without fear? Can I live without sex? So it is not a common man's task.
No, nothing.
It's a once you have done to the medium level, sex is not difficult if you can have atmosphere. Atmosphere is the one disturbing, but that is not a valid answer for vipassana. Vipassana says, even if you go to the sexual arousing atmosphere, you must have your safeguard. But the food, Buddha tried 6 years. And one monk imprisoned in Burma, 167 days, he with the escape, no food, he died. And the fear, the lion, as he do not know the fear. Lion, he's a fear maker, but he's not shaken by anything. And the sleep, Tambulu Seado, he never allow any disciple to sleep. That means the system is sleeping is the beastly. So therefore, they see people have tried number of ways, but the sexual intercourse, the Buddha is not never recommending no food, never recommending no sleep, never recommending no fear. He says moderation, but the sex, setu gato bhikkave metunandammo, because the Buddha created Sangha, created the atmosphere, monastic atmosphere, and asked, keep away from money, keep away from females, and that is happening in the Christian churches in Italy. These churches, if you get ordained, only carcass can take it out. No, you can't leave. No females, no money. 12 o'clock onward, no any food. They don't know why. And one monk came here from Denmark, Danish, yeah. And his father is a serious Catholic person. And when I was happy telling that Nissanwani is the best place, and he says, Bhante, very happy that you are happy here. But just please look at these monasteries in the Italy. They are perfect, well-planned. Only people go inside, recite the virtues of Jesus, and only the carcass can take it out. They are not touching money. Females are not allowed. No food after 12. But they don't know. You know, when can the communication with such a monk and you communicate, whatever the IT technology, you both never meet. And they will be happiest to listen to you because you know Vinaya, Buddha how nicely explained, this is what if you commit. But they are doing out of faith, hearsay. They don't know. But what is the source? Why they impose this kind of thing? Same with the same source. Same source. But they don't know. They are practicing the ritual without understanding. So present day in Sri Lanka, they know everything, but everyone is broken. So we are not talking about that. All the monks. And we had a session in the psychiatric, and there were nuns, Catholic. They ask. I told this is the situation, our nuns are utterly suffering because very difficult to have celibate life because they are a male dominating society. And I try my best, but I have not become too close because I am also in danger. Do you have that danger? Exactly the same. They are completely threatened by fathers, ordained, and the brothers. And they are written literature. Exactly the same. So therefore, I am not talking against something. And Hinduistic, top class sadhus are appearing like all the miracles. And all of a sudden, one day disappearing because he had a connection with the girl, money woman, finished. And during my life, I know 2-3, they were so famous. Everything gone. Because the day their affair is exposed, finished. So every religion, this is a cancer. So therefore religion is a popular and plural, but vipassana is singular. Mama, then, metana. Here, now, I am. This is the Brahma. Brahma metam viharam idamahu. So as far as you are here and now, no celibacy. So therefore, theoretically yes, but my... what I wish to share with you all is one thought moment of celibacy won't give impact. So to have the impactful, have to understand how long you must maintain celibacy. That is what Richard Davidson was telling. How much thought moments, how many minutes or hours you must be mindful to understand the impact of mindfulness to you. They told 3 months continuous meditation. He told, how can we sell this idea in America? Now they have developed it. Even one thought moment, the machine can measure. But the particular person can understand 3 10-day retreats. they have done experiment with, even the one 10-day retreat time, the particular person can understand I am spiritually developing. I get plugged in. So these things are human quality, but neuroscientists are testing it, but they still not directly talking about intercourse. They are talking the impact of mindfulness or impact of kindness, that kind of thing. But one day it will happen. The Italian president once told that sex also will be one day we get fed up with. But they are doing enough. Government also promoting. Las Vegas is America promoting. No difference. Even this sex Kama Sutra depicts there, but no much of a difference. But as far as you are keep it as a taboo, huge inquiry, huge inquisitive mind. So one person, he has to fight complete with the world. With the more development is, more you are exposed to this kind of a vulnerability. So I feel males and females, they have two strategies, two kind of ways and means. I am very happy to listen to the sincere nuns. How do they manage it?
With your permission, Bhante, Avasarai Swami Mahansa.
Please just speak louder. Your pronunciation, I can't catch the above. Slowly, louder.
I apologize.
No, nothing to apologize. It's my mistake.
I just wanted to ask, so Bhante, you mentioned how different cultures have different ideas of...
Different taboos
and trying to dim the fires of lust. So Buddhism has its ideas on celibacy, Hinduism has its ideas on celibacy, and so do so nuns and Christian priests practice their ideas of celibacy. So Buddhism, there's like a discursive logic as to why they should be celibate, because there's a path of Nibbana and to get there. In Western psychology and Western traditions, where does this idea of celibacy come from? I just wanted to get an idea. How was that?
Western idea came from source, you're asking? What's your question?
Yes, yeah, the source.
I think he's asking, like, what is the basis for celibacy in the Western culture?
Western culture, no celibacy.
We have 80%.
Except in the Catholic Church.
Even the Catholic churches,
celibacy is not a precept.
The monks.
So why did the nuns and the priests, why did they practice celibacy?
They are
in
doing
that
it,
case?
But there's no commandments as such. I mean, the Buddhist is called anapanat. Ana means you must do it. Panat means there's such a rule, if you wish you can take. Buddha is a panat. But the commandments in the other religions is a God-given. But the God, they have not given celibacy, for my understanding, as a rule. Because the God created, God wanted to have the continuation, progeny. So then how to do it? But the Buddha says, no God, but the progeny is your crime. You created the progeny, means you created the suffering. And therefore cut off. So it is called setugahato. It is called apagabbo. Your progeny is finished. After you gain, of course, you can reclaim, you can relinquish and go back to the married life. But celibacy is a stop. It is called pavatma navatma. Pavatma means a continuation. Navatma means stop. So present day language is not enough. Present day argumentation is not enough. Present-day understanding is not enough to understand the Buddha's message. All the other thing is to proliferation, propagation, and progeny. They consider it as auspicious,
as
having progeny.
The Christians consider it auspicious.
I mean, you have your children, it's a good sign. It's an auspicious sign. The Buddha says, good as a layperson. But not as a monk. But now monks blessing marriages.
But what a
misunderstanding.
The Swaminans, I think isn't there a difference? The monastic code, Vinaya Pitaka, is meant for Nirvana as the objective. Whereas the Ten Commandments is for the lay society. It's not for the Catholic priests or anything. It is for society at large. Only thing relating to sexuality there is about thou shalt not covet another person's wife. Other than that, it's for average people, whereas the Buddhist monastic code, Vinaya Pitaka, is for one who seeks nirvana, whether you are robed or not, or lay.
The adultery is well mentioned and well explained in Proverbs. So almost like in Sutta Pitaka, Iti Uttaka Pali. It's a translation of Iti Uttaka Pali. You see the King John's translation in Proverbs, explain adultery. That's a, God says not to get Nibbana, but to have the healthy society. But in the Buddhism, the celibacy is not for the benefit of the society. It is not the plural form. It's a singular form. Even it's a strategy, it's a struggle. And if you can keep, how long you will take time to understand the benefits of celibacy.
In fact, it is the opposite, isn't it? So I answer. I mean, the kings had harems. Yeah. So it was, Buddha never denounced it or anything.
No.
Now even Visakha, from what I heard, had, after being so on, had 10 children.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to do with not abstaining from this. You can be so on and live within Sila. Include having, being with your partner or with your spouse is part of Sila.
So present day, when you are meditating, if the husband is meditating and the wife not, or the wife is meditating and the husband is not, they are openly telling. Then I says, you have married before the meditation. That agreement is there. So therefore, don't take partial decision. You share with others. I am not asking them to have this and that. I am telling that your marriage is before. Now, after taking mindfulness, you understand it. But you take one part without the partner's decision, I will lead in the questions. And I'll be the social problem. So therefore, in my family, 11 children, one died and 10, all married. And they consider myself as the destroyer and not marrying, because I am the most sexiest person maybe in the family. I mean, most dramatic and kind of thing. They can't understand it. So when I was young, my second generation, I am the best friend. I am the uncle. Now they are in the sex life now. Some of them are already passed. And they can't understand how to make the relationship with me now. Is it the same uncle? Can we? So they have their fear. They get a distance. This is, you are making a distance with you. Earlier we used to climb up on your head. And I tell, still you can climb. I am not telling, but I am in my solitude. But they made the distance. So I feel it, because recently I am more encounters with the family members. So I keep it open, and they are far away. Because they are guilty. They are guilty. They consider the celibacy is such a superhuman. Of course it is superhuman. It is superhuman. And I discuss openly with Valangodananda Maitreya, and he's having a lot of experience about that, explaining it, because he has a lot of travel in the Western countries. And now in Sri Lanka also it is fairly common subject. So people are directly telling, after the good season of mindfulness, they get the contentment. They get the inner happiness, and not necessarily to have this intercourse. Having intercourse is not a big issue, have or have not. But better to have not. But you can't take a decision because you have a partner. So even the divorce, the Buddha says don't take any stand regarding reunity or marriage or this thing. That is none of your business. It's a lay. Even your mother and father separated, don't try to come together. Even for one split second, you are committing a crime. So ethically difficult. But as a one single person, you have to have your rules and regulation, your margin, well depicted, very clear. Yes. Almost 1 hour. So we can go to one more stanza if there are no other comments or any.
Okay, we are going to the next one. Sankappehi paratoso.
The first one also, please read the Pali.
Yeah. Yaso kittincha ya pubbe hayatevapi tassasa. Etampi disva sikkheta metu nang vippahatave. That is the previous one. Sankappehi paratoso kapanoviya jayati. Sutva paresang nighosang mankuhoti tathavidho. Sinhala meaning. Kamadi sankalpeng medunu e sivuralu dilinda kusein sitai. Ebandu pungul upadhyayadi anneyange vadan asa maku annei.
So after the disrobing, he himself become inferior. So that is the universal law, the Buddha says. Even if you disrobe, you have 10 qualities. One thing is, you feel like drop down. What may be gained in the money and the fame and all the kind of thing. Whenever you see a monk, he is something different. And very specific, maybe unwanted thing I am telling, the present day everything is ruled by disrobed people in Sri Lanka. Everything led by disrobed person is well fit into the situation. He knows this side and that side. Burma, 90% disrobed. But they have temporary monkhood. So they know how to fit into the lay life and how to fit into the monk's life. And they keep separated. They say monks as far as abiding by the laws, and they are respectable. But they relinquish and go to the lay life, no problem. In Sri Lanka, it is not easy. You have to run away from the village. You can live in another village, no problem. But they can have a very nice jobs in government. Academic and ruling this thing. And they know how to maintain the integrity in the institutional PR and SR or something like that. It's called the regulations, PRSR. The monetary relationship and the institutional relationship, very well maintained.
But not kept in high esteem, it's called hero
lua. Yeah.
It looked down.
Yeah. But when you take a job and kind of thing, it doesn't matter. But the man is fitting into the situation very nicely.
Training.
I don't know. They have been very successful monks also. And they knowingly they disrobed and they assume a job and very nicely is maintaining the philosophy, maintaining the integrity, maintaining the balance, and everyone knows. Very interesting. Yes, sing English translation.
Whatever fame and acclaim he previously enjoyed, these fall away from him. Having seen this, one should train to abandon sexual intercourse. Oppressed by his thoughts, he broods like a poor wretch. Having heard the reprimand of others, one such as this is humiliated.
So that is well, very established in Sri Lankan society. Whoever may be disrobed is given the nickname Hiralua, and they don't like it. But it is very common. Whatever the sports they are having, we call Hiralua. Hiralua means a kind of a reprimanding. Understanding, he can't live up to monk's life. He's very good and successful in the family life and the job and all the kind of thing, but Hiralua. So sometimes we openly crack the joke. And Buddha says this as a negative point for disrobing. The main cause for the disrobing, if it is a sexual intercourse, then you can see the reasoning. You can see the rationality behind it. Okay, now we are going to stop. Almost we have 1 hour discussion. Thank you very much for the participation, and we are going to wind up the session today. Thank you very much for the participation.